Ladies and gentlemen, I think we can start. This topic is about how to create an image from the source code using Jenkins framework. So this topic is for the platform development, and it's not for the APP development. For the APP development, it's to be used SDK. And for the platform of development, that's the topic of this session. Okay, let's see. Here's the agenda today. In this session, we will introduce the two major parts. The first part, I will introduce the step-by-step instruction about how to create an image from the source code to final image, which including how to download it, building it with GBS, then create an image with MIG. The next part, we will utilize the Jenkins framework and make the building image more easily, just using 1 week. That was the title of this session. And the two parts, we are including the architecture of the Jenkins framework and the Jenkins UI and the Jenkins output information we will show you. And the last, I will give a basic summary of this session. Okay, first, let's see the build workflow of how to build an image. The first part is the remote garret. Remote garret is used to maintain the Tizen source code currently. Next is the manifest. Manifest concept is from the Android. And with the remote garret and manifest, we can use the repo command to clone the Tizen source code to local. The next part we need is the remote repo. Remote repo is in the downloaded.tizen.org, and which contains some binary, which can be used to using GBS to building local Tizen source code. And the GBS output is the local repo, which contains the new build out option binary. The next we need to prepare the KS file for image creation. The KS file can be downloaded from the remote repository in the download.tizen.org, or unpack the image configuration option file to get the KS file. Once the KS file is ready, the last step is using MIG to create images. Okay, that's all. Okay, next, we just show you the basic architecture and the workflow for you. The next, I will show you the step-by-step for how to build the images. The first, let's see the Tizen source code. The first is the garret. As we know, the currently Tizen source code have been maintained in garret. And our official garret address is the review.tizen.org. And for the new user, you need to register a account here, and then follow guide to generate the SS public key and upload it to garret server, then configure your SSH locally. And then you can ready to clone the Tizen source code. Two ways here. The first is using the git, which can only clone one package at one time. The next method is using repo and manifest. We can clone multiple packages or all the packages one at one time. For example, the first command is used to list all the packages available in the Tizen. And the next command, second command, is just to clone one package using git. Okay, next, I will describe the manifest structure. The manifest is very important for Tizen now, and it's very stable for clone Tizen source code. The project path is here, is scm/manifest, and currently it have two branches. First is the Tizen 2.x. The next is the Tizen. Tizen is for the Tizen 30.0 version. and which also the latest. And for each branch, it also supports multiple profile. For the latest Tizen, we have three. One is the common, and RVI, and mobile. Okay, let's see the detailed structure for the manifest. This is the manifest for Tizen branch. Which is, this is also the Tizen 3.0. We can see there are three groups, and with the red color in the top line, this is the main index file, which will refer the remote XML and the files and the directory named after the profile name. And the remote XML will contain some git address and some branch information, and the metadata.xml will contain the GBS config file and the build config file, which is used by GBS for log4 build. And the next is the prebuild.xml, which contains the prebuild project. In the prebuild project, contains all the prebuild binary for the bootstrapping to build packages. And the last is the projects. This file contains all the projects list for the specific profile. Okay, next, let's see how to download Tiny source code. This will be discussed how to download using repo and manifest. So first we need to prepare the repo command. It's very easy to download this command. And next, we can use this command to clone all the Tiny source code for specific profile and version. In this example, we clone the latest Tizen 3.0 version on the for IVI profile. And these commands are used to clone a specific snapshot version, especially for the two blue lines command. If you want to just build the latest version, so you can ignore the two blue lines, just use the other three commands to get the latest Tizen source code. So once the Tizen source code has been downloaded correctly, we may need to build it. But before it, let's review the default GBS config file. As we use GBS to build all the Tizen source code, and so the GBS config file is very important. So where is it, and what's that? So once repo sync down, and the default GBS config files can be located at the top directory of Tizen source code. And this is the default file, and we can see there are several sections, and this is the standard GBS config file. We can see the default profile is the profile.tizen3.0.ivi. And in this profile section, we have three cases. They are reports, build.conf, and xcloud packages. Reports will point to the local pre-build directory, which also a git project cloned by the report sync command. And next, the build.conf, which is also a local git project. The next is the exclude case, which is used to break some circles by default. As GBS currently not support building packages with circles, so we set the exclude package to break it by default. Actually, you also can add some extra remote repo while you try to build a build packages with GBS. Why we need to add this remote repo? As in some cases, some packages maybe have some source code issue, so they may be a build field. So once the package build field, all the packages depend on it will fail to be built. So here we can add the remote repo to don't let the GPS broken when one package build failed. Okay, next let's see the how to build GPS, how to build package with GPS. In the previous page, we have seen the default GPS config file, and here the command is very simple. We just have extra several extra options. Please note that I have specified the exclude option, which refer to two packages. One is emulator Yagle, and the next another is the method. So emulator Yagle is for emulator image, and the meta is for the real device image. So if you want to build image for real device, you need to exclude the emulator Yagle. And you need, if you want to build the image for emulator, so you need to exclude method. Okay. This is the latest Tizen 3.0 specific. But for Tizen 2.0, the things is not is different. The next, let's see how to get and update kit file. Kit file, as I just described, is can get from the remote repo or local RPM, local image configuration RPM. This is the default version, and once you get the default version, you need to add a local repo, which is just created by GPS. And you also need to add a priority value and set it to 1 by default. This will make the image creator to select the local RPM first. If if the RPM exists in the local and in also exists in remote. Oh, next, the kit file is ready. The next is using the MIG to create images. For the MIG usage, you can just type the MIG management help for help. And the MIG currently supports this file types of images, and one special type auto. Auto is very important, and it will automatically pass the kit file, the first magic line, which will list the real image type and some extra options. So let's see some basic usage. The first example, we create the loop device, the loop type image, and the next command we create the auto image type, and specify a kit file. In our experiment, we suggest to use the auto type, as the MIG options already have been set correctly in the default kit file. So all the options have been ready. So you just specify the auto types and specify the kit file. That's okay. Okay, we just have finished the first part. How to create images from source code step by step. And we can see we need some manual work, and it's just for the I think it's just suitable for individual developer to build locally. But for a teamwork it's not suitable. And for teamwork there may be some cases as follows. For example, multiple developer may develop multiple packages at the same time, and the developer and the tester may need the images and the tester report in time based on the latest source code. So that means if one package has some patch merged, and the developer and the tester may need to want to the image based on the latest changes. So the manual solution is not proper for this for this. And the next lesson, I will introduce the one-click solution based on the Jinx framework for this solution. Okay, let's see this new solution. Oh, this solution is based on the Jinx job, Jinx framework, and we can see from the last column is the input, just like the word we discussed previously. We also need the Tizen package source, which can be the Garrett address, also the remote repository, and in mid region is the call the Jinx job. The Jinx job consists of the backend script and some configuration which can be set some default value. The Jinx script will utilize the repo, mic, GBS, these three commands just we discussed before. And the output of the Jinx job is the build report, including the build report, images, and the local binary reports. All this we named is the build artifacts, which can be published to a centralized download server. Then all the developers and the testers can access that download server to check all the Tizen images and the build report. Okay, I will introduce the Jinx job. So how to deploy it? So in this section, I will introduce a prototype for our implementation, and I introduce the basic steps to deploy it. The first we need to Jinx master, which can be installed from the Jinx official website. And the next we need a Jinx slave, which is used to execute the GBS build and store the GBS build result. Once the Jinx master and the Jinx slave are down, then you need to install two packages named GBS build Jinx job and the GBS build Jinx script on the Jinx master and the Jinx slave individually. Additionally, a centralized download server may be needed for store the build artifacts, and including the build image, image repos and image repos and build report. Once this is done, the developer may need to set some additional setting for the Jinx job. Jinx job can set some default value and set some periodic scheduler. For example, you can set the job can be run daily. For example, a.m. At 1 a.m. every day. So next, let's see some use case for the Jinx job. The first case is the we can use the Jinx job to do the daily image building and daily report. We can just vary a group or packages, which just introduce new features, and use in this scenario, GBS can just build a set of packages instead of all packages. So it's very quick, and the image can be built out very soon, and the developer and the tester can verify that image based on the new features quickly and found the issue if there is. Then maybe other specific cases. This by the end user. So in this session, we have just provide a prototype and provide the solution, and we expect that the end user can, based on that prototype, to do some secondary development based on the Jinx job. Okay, let's see what we have done for the Jinx job. It's not very complete. The first is the clone Tizen source code. Using the repo command, we have three Jinx job parameters for it. The first is the URL, the next is the the manifest branches for the minus B option to specify the target version. The next is the profile option to specify the profile you want to build. The next, let's see the GBS build. GBS build, we also need some extra options from the Jinx parameter. The first is the remote repo. As we can introduce the before, we need some remote repo if needed in some cases. So we need that. The next is architecture. Next is the parallel threads number. That means how much workers do you want to build parallels. That will maybe another option is the exclude packages for exclude option to skip some packages you don't want to build. For example, you can skip the major larger packages, for example, WebKit kernel, and make the build more faster. The last is the build arcs. You can specify the actual build arcs. This will transfer to the GBS build directly. Let's continue to see the parameter design for the Jinx job. The next step is the using make to create an image once GBS build done. We can see we have discussed before. Make is simple here, as we can utilize the auto type. The auto type will pass the cat file first magic line and get the correct options for make. So we don't need to specify any Jinx job or parameter. The next is build artifacts publishing. Once GBS and MIG finish this work, the next we need to publish our build result to a centralized build server, download server. So here we just utilize the async command. And here we need an additional Jinx job parameter. So we need a publish URL to specify the centralized URL, centralized download server URL. Okay, we have just described Jinx parameter design. Let's see what you have in the UI. So this group is for the repo init. We can see we have the repo URL, manifest URL, manifest branch, and the manifest profile. All this can be used to do the repo init command to initialize the target source code directory. Next group is for the GBS build. We can see we have set some default values, and maybe there's some you can leave it blank, and you can change it for some manually trigger. The next is publish. You can specify a publish URL or not. You can just uncheck it. Okay, next, let's see the GBS, the Jinx job output. Okay, in this example, we have set all the values, including the published URL and the download server. So here we named the service the download server. And this is the content of our published artifacts. For each directory, it has it is one trigger for one Jinx job. The last number is the Jinx job trigger number, and the prefix is the tizen and with the days. For each directory, we have three directory. The first is the build date, which contains the build repos, and the next the images. Images contains the images you just created, and the third directory is the reports, which is the binary RPM repo created by GBS. Okay, next let's see the build data, build report. The build report, this report is generated by GBS. It reports the summary and the detailed build information. For example, how many packages have been built, how many packages have been succeeded, export error, build error, or expansion dependency error. Okay, we have just discussed finished the Jinx job part. So we can see the advantages of Jinx job. It can be configured correctly and easily to maintain, and it can be triggered automatically. For example, you can set the periodic to trigger it every day and at a specific time. You can also trigger it by trigger it manually and change some parameter by any value to any value and trigger it manually. And also with the Jinx job, it's easy to publish the build artifacts to centralized download server. So with the download server images and reports, the developer and the tester can easily to show it and test it. Do some do some daily testing and regression testing. That's very easy. Okay, I think almost is done. And here I list some useful links. So the first link is the latest document for our experiment to create Tizen RVI images from the source code. And the next is the second document is for how to deploy Jinx job for the image creation. And we have some detailed steps to how to deploy it. For example, configure how to configure Jinx UI, how to configure some specific Jinx setting. The last two is for the GBS and Mix document. So if you have any question about GBS and Mix, you can just read that documents and find the useful information. Okay, I think I have done my session. So next is the Q&A session. So you mean how to what's the hardware requirements for the Jinx?
Which are the minimal hardware requirements to set up the
Jinx job, you mean?
And the chain in order to get
Okay. I think the general development machine is enough. Jinx master as is just a scheduler. So it don't need to much power. But for the Jinx slave node, all the build works are scheduled to the Jinx node, so it should be a powerful machine. We suggest to i7 using i7 and with the memory at least 8 gigabytes, and give 8 gigabyte swap memory. Yeah, I think that's enough for the building, for the Jinx node, slave node. But for the master node, there's no much requirements. But you can also using one same machine as the Jinx master and the Jinx node. Yeah, that's also fine for the deployment.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.